Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the
window. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out when you get a chance. I think you'll like it. And you can buy the books there from me, from our website. We have some special offers for you there, as well as from Amazon. Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust. I don't know what we would do without her. She's the lady who teaches us how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace, the president, the founder and CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate, LLC, the author of many books, including Talk Is Not Cheap, still one of my favorites, and she's our good friend. Beverly, thank you for being here. TalkListen.com is her website. You were telling us in the previous hour about the challenges that you create for yourself and for your organization, and maybe for your customers, with your customers. If people find you being a different person one day than you are another day, instead of being the same person who's busy today and not busy tomorrow, right?
That's right.
How do we, so being a chameleon in sales is not the same, that's not what we're talking about, folks. This is a different thing. Being a chameleon in sales means that if I call on one customer and they don't carry much of the conversation, they may want me to carry the conversation. The next customer, I may not be able to get a word in edgewise. I conform to both of those customers. That's what I talk about being a chameleon. That's not about me being a different person.
Right. I agree. So what can you do about it? Well, a standard that I tell everyone, and they laugh because they can't imagine doing this, especially the guys, put a mirror on your desk because you're on the phone, and if you see yourself looking really stressed or, you know, starting to look a little angry, they are hearing it in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So put that mirror somewhere that you can talk to. I have a mirror right now sitting at my desk, and I'm looking at it, and it's funny because I gesture like crazy. I don't know if you know this. I can't talk without using my hands and my face. So for me, it's kind of entertaining sometimes when I catch
the... In 16 and a half years, I've never done my show sitting down.
Ah, cool.
So I can relate.
Yes. So that's one thing you can do is get a glimpse of what they're seeing and get a glimpse of what they're hearing. Something very basic is get some sleep as business owners when things are either not going well or they are going well. And we get these ideas late at night and we wake up in the middle of the night with a solution or the next, you know, block in the puzzle. Get some sleep because that, if we don't sleep, it's amazing what it does to our ability to adapt. It's like that's the first thing that goes. So, you know, watch that. Listen to your voice. Most people don't listen to their voice. And it's so easy to do now. If you have a smartphone, you just poke on that little button that has the microphone. Listen. You know, just record yourself saying something. Or if you're having a conversation, just record your end of it. So it's a real conversation. And then afterwards, listen to how you sounded. And most people are going to go, whoa, I didn't mean to sound like that.
Yeah. Is that what my wife means when she says, it's not what you said, it's how you said it? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Because a lot of times, the differences between being who we really are under stress and who we are when we're not under stress, we don't always change our vocabulary, but it's the way we say it. Just like my example, you know, instead of what'd you do now, you know, yesterday, you know, well, what problem are you having now? I mean, I literally looked up thinking somebody else had walked
in. Somebody's inhabited his body in the last 5 minutes.
I happen to like real person, even though he's, you know, very to the point and doesn't have all these niceties. But it, it told me that, you know, he was performing. And it is good to put on your best face. I'm not saying to never smile, if you, you know, don't feel like smiling. I'm saying just be aware that you can have an effect on people.
There are people, though, Beverly, who can't filter what's happening in their lives as they talk to other people.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, whatever, and I feel sorry for people like that. And you folks, if you're like that, if you're going to be in business, especially if you're going to be in sales, you got to get a hold of that. You got to get control of that, because you and I both know people who, whatever's going on in their lives, whoever's in their lives gets it once a blast of that.
Right.
You got you're not being fake, but you've got to, especially with customers. You've got to be able to filter that, don't you?
You do. It's like last week I was at a conference. I saw someone I hadn't seen in a year, and I said, "How have you been?" She said, "Oh, you just don't want to know. Just don't ask me that." Well, you know, of course my response said, "Well, yes, I do, because, I mean, all of a sudden I'm concerned."
Right.
By the time we got done, she was
you
right.
You didn't really want to know. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough communicating, but I still come back to what I said before, channeling Mr. Socrates. Be in reality what you appear to be. And that's what Beverly Inman Ebel practices, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It's more than 15 years that I've known her. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
TalkListen.com is her website. Check it out. I think you'll like it. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.